Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Dark Forest. If you're new to the channel, subscribe and smash that thumbs up. Download your favorite scary story on my Apple Podcast and Spotify, Tales from the Dark Forest. A shout out to my channel members and my patrons. You guys rock and you keep this channel going. Now, let's get spooky. I lived in this town all my life. I know all the weird traditions that come with living in a place as remote as mine. But nothing explains what happened at our Deer Park. I used to come out here most evenings during the pandemic, park up by the base of the hill overlooking the sanctuary, and just immerse myself in nature. I was always mindful of the distance I had to keep from the deer, particularly during mating season. And it wasn't like the deer didn't know what a car was. These were in their own reserve, sure. But the trail cut right through their vast fields, and they had grown accustomed to seeing cars all matter of times of day and evenings, which is what makes the situation all the more unsettling. Starting last week, a sign was put up on the entrance gate to the park, impossible to miss as the car slowed and the tires rolled over the metal grates. With it being in the late hours and a very few cars on the road, I decided to stop and read it in full. A polite notice to our valued visitors entering the Oboro Nature Reserve. Our deer are showing unnatural behaviors, and we are politely requesting you observe the following guidelines in place, as to best protect yourself and the well-being of our deer. 1. While the park is open 24 hours a day, we are recommending visitors do not stop their cars during observable grazing periods and on midsummer nights. You are welcome to drive through and observe from a distance, but please do not slow down or stop. 2. Should you be slowed or stopped at any other time and the deer be curious by your vehicle, act calmly and do not speed up. Let them inspect you and judge you as a safe passerby. If they begin snorting, that is your cue to leave. 3. There have been reports of deer standing on their hind legs and remaining idle in the fields. These rumors are a fallacy. Please do not pay any attention to them. 4. There is a black stag that holds domination over the western herd. His antlers are sharp and his stride is impressive, but do not attempt to approach him. Please pay him the respect you would normally, and do not stare at any of the females in his harem. He will charge you. Bucks are not friendly. 5. Deer remember faces. They could recognize you from a distance and will verify your smell as you get closer, listening intently the entire time. There are many of them and only one of you. You would do well to mind that. 6. Lastly, no matter what crazy rumors have been propagating amongst the community, the deers are not congregating in the dead of night. Deers are social animals that sleep and graze together in a herd. This is normal. The deers are acting normally. Drive safely, keep your doors locked, and have a lovely drive in the Oboro Nature Reserve. Strange, right? The notice wasn't your usual sign with careful wording. Rather, it had been hastily marked up and nailed to the wall, adjust to the welcome sign, as if in a hurry. I haven't heard any sorts of rumors around town, and nobody has complained about the deer park. We're a population of maybe 2,000, so it's not hard for word to get about. Still, I had my routine and intended to stick to it. Some of the info was valuable for newcomers. There was indeed a large black buck who paraded the western herd. His name was Jojo, and I fully believed he would gore anyone who outstayed their welcome or got too close. A beautiful specimen of muscle and authority. He ensured his harem never strayed too far, and seemed to borderline obsessive about making sure they never went across the eastern side, where the large swathes of trees sat. In fact, I had observed him a couple of occasions actively nudging or ramming younger males away from the split in the road and back to safety. On the rare occasion that a number of the herd crossed the line, he would refuse to acknowledge them and actively keep them away from entering, as if they were banished. As I drove through the archway, I realized I had not seen many deer in the eastern section of the park. Looking out the window and staring at the makeshift forest to my right, and a burning question coming to the forefront of my mind that didn't leave as I reached the hill overlooking both sides of the hill. Where are the rest of the deer? It was unnerving to sit there and try to enact my ritual of riding under the clear night when there was a strict absence of the herd where there should be. I tried to focus, but something was pulling my eye back to look at that spot time to time again. Eventually, I decided that I needed to get some fresh air and take a better look, and figure out my curiosity, and then, with my mind at ease, I could get back to finishing my blog. The air is humid when I step outside. No breeze, and the stars are out on full display. Thank goodness for no light pollution in the countryside. I leave the engine running and walk to the barrier my car is parked in front of, leaning over and taking a pair of binoculars I bring for slower days when I want to see the deer in better detail. As I direct my vision to the eastern herd, I can see something darting in the tree line. It's quick, hairy, and seems to move the second my binoculars motion towards it. Even a deer shouldn't be that spooked, especially from this distance. My joints seized up, and I damn near drop my binoculars when I hear a familiar snorting from behind me. I turn to see Jojo standing 15 feet from me, just by the rear of my car and his eyes gleaming in my rear headlights. His head is low and his antlers are thick, sharp and aimed at me. In that moment, I didn't know if he was going to charge or whether I should be fighting for my damn life. Instead, I do as I was instructed and stay still, not making sudden movements as he snorted again, closing the gap between us slowly. As he gets within 5 feet of me, he rears his head up. I see the most baffling expression on his face for a fleeting moment. Fear. Something ripples through the eastern forest and birds begin flying away in droves. Some of the deer herd in the western area are circling something, and Jojo immediately bounds down and out of sight to control the chaos. I waste no time in getting in my car and driving down after them, keeping the doors locked, the window open to crack, and my speed at a decent crawl. As I come along the embankment that connects to the road, I see Jojo running full sprint towards another deer. He knocks the rival over and contorts the body as it skids across the grass and falls into the trail just ahead of my car. I know I'm not supposed to, but I stop the car and wait. In a choice between breaking the rules and breaking my car, I'll choose the former any day. The western herd deer under Jojo's command are gathering behind him, making horrific shrieks of terror. Jojo strides up and bows his head again in front of the still contorted deer, antlers on full display and dripping with black blood. It was a clear threat. Do not come back here if you value your life. I started wondering how I'd safely get this deer out of the way, or if I could mount the grass to the other side and go around it, when I saw something horrific unfold in front of me. The body twisted itself around and the limbs snapped to reset themselves. The head still cracked in an ugly angle, bones sticking out of the sides as it got onto its shaky legs. When it screamed, it sounded as if its lungs were filled with blood. A horrible, muted cry of anguish that backed up every other deer but Jojo. I don't know what was keeping this frickin' thing standing, but it let its head flop lazily around as it carefully backed away onto the eastern side of the reserve, before bounding into the tree line as if nothing was wrong. My rational mind chalked it up to adrenaline, and the instinct to survive, but it was impossible to shake the feeling that something was wrong. I carried on driving as soon as the deer was out of sight, not looking at Jojo or the others as I hurried on down the trail. For the remaining few minutes, I followed unseen eyes staring intently at me until I crossed the threshold and back into civilization. I had never been more grateful to see other humans or my bed. Something about that whole incident just took it out of me. As I slept that night, I dreamt I was a deer alongside Jojo, frolicking in the herd and grazing peacefully. But as I cast my eyes upwards to the sky, a bitter chill on the wind, I saw the moon bathed in the almost purple plume. A strange light casted onto the land, and noises rustling from the woods opposite. I don't know how I knew this, but something in me instinctively knew we weren't supposed to go there. I saw shapes begin to emerge from the trees, and that same horrible shriek rang out as I woke up in a sweat. I leaned forward to catch my breath and grab a glass of water. As I changed positions to reach for my nightstand, I swear, I heard the sound of something running up the trail to my house. I was probably still half asleep, but that didn't make it any more damn unnerving. I decided it would be best to drive out the next night and confront my concerns head on. If I'm not going to sleep soundly, then I should use my time wisely and document what I'm seeing, maybe pass it on to the rangers in the morning, right? When I drove back out there last night, the atmosphere was vastly different. A mist was enshrouding the trail, and the majority of the deer on the western side huddled together, shaking and staring intently at the other side of the nature's reserve. I couldn't see Jojo anywhere. Strange, I thought. Alpha males patrol their herds dutifully. Why wasn't he there? I parked at my usual spot and, making sure he wasn't around, I pulled out my binoculars again and stared at the eastern area, the clouds beginning to part as the moon shone through. There was movement along the tree line as shapes began emerging one by one. I think it took my mind a moment to process what I was seeing. I'd finally seen the deer on the eastern side, but they were wrong. Very, very wrong. Standing on their hind legs and taking confident, awkward steps, they marched out of the trees with their heads craned to the sky, all of them emitting that horrible sound like their heads were being held underwater as they screamed. It reverberated into my ears and made my skin break out into goosebumps. There were dozens of them, maybe a couple of hundred. Some were dragging a structure out of them, others hauling a weird shape I couldn't quite see. They congregated into a small huddle, the center of which was obscured from my vision. I looked over at Jojo's herd and saw the fear in their eyes. So many of them shaking and their teeth bared. A primal fear we humans have largely lost in the safety of being the dominant species. But this night showed me we were not as powerful as we think we are. As the huddle broke away and began walking again towards the edge of their field, I saw what they had been huddled around. Jojo. He was still alive, but barely moving and breathing heavily, his eyes glazed over. When he began to come to, he started shrieking like a fawn. It was unnerving. They dragged him to the structure, a primitive set of steps with a hollowed-out hole in its center, coated, and a thick substance on its sides. Just large enough for Jojo to be thrown into. I watched these things, these not deer, use their front hoofs to hoist him up and into the hole, while he was screaming the entire time. They stood around it, their necks cracking as they stared at the moon and shrieked. I looked up with them, wondering if what they saw it was up there in the skies, a kind of primitive god for these creatures. I should have known better, of course. Whatever god these not deer prayed to, it didn't reside up above. No, it lurked deep below. A low groan called out in response. It possessed the same blood-chilling lungs these monstrosities had, and Jojo's deer huddled closer together as its roar. Jojo had stopped moving, his crying completely gone as the not deer too fell silent and formed a circle around their altar, snorting in unison. It grew to a fever pitch before something began dragging Jojo from beneath, ripping at his limbs and pulling him until the horrific squelch indicated the top had separated from the bottom. The hole spurted out blood and chunks of deer as the not deer celebrated, danced in the rain, and feasted onto the pieces. One final roar rang out from the unseen creature. It shook the ground, and I felt my balance waver for just a moment, steadying myself on the car. I know I should have booked it out of there, but I was so desperate to understand what I was seeing, rationalizing that perhaps this was a bizarre art piece, maybe a protest from an animal rights group or even a bunch of edgy satanic teens. But that rational voice in my head grew very, very quiet when I grabbed my binoculars to look again. Every single one of them was staring up at me, emotionless, black eyes fixated on my position. I didn't wait any longer. I drove out of there at a breakneck pace, not looking at either side of the park on my exit and damn near coming off the road with the lack of traction. As I got onto the archway, my tires smashing against the grate, I had inadvertently attracted the forest ranger on duty. He pulled me over and walked up to my window, a friendly smile on his face.
"You know there's a speed limit for a reason, right, son?"
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just got a little spooked is all." I smiled back. Nerves shot to hell. He raised an eyebrow.
"You didn't break one of our rules now, did you?"
"Oh no, I kept to them. It's all well. Jojo got attacked by the eastern deer and I didn't think he was doing well. It was just a shock to take in." I figured telling a half-truth would be best. Couldn't exactly say what I thought I'd really seen now, could I?
"That's so. Well, they make their choices carefully. We don't know how much, but we do know not to interfere. This is how it's always been. Animals have strange practices. You get how it is. But so long as they didn't look at you, you're fine. Deer remember faces, after all. Thanks for visiting. Drive safe."
He smiled again and tipped his hat before walking off to the station. My blood ran cold and I couldn't get those words out of my head for the entire drive home. But so long as they don't look at you, you're fine. I've not stepped outside my house since last night. I live in a remote part of the village, and while I enjoy the privacy, it's been a hotbed for strange noises and unsettling emotions. Everywhere I go in my home, I feel like I'm being watched by the same vacant eyes. What happens now? What happens to those they look at? I can't get their eyes out of my head, and I can't sleep worth a damn either. This isn't going to end until I figure out what they want. I wish I had more for you. I wish I could tell you what the not deer were, what they prayed to, what they sacrificed, and what the ranger knew. But there were so many unknowables that it made my head spin. It's just like being deep in the woods. So many twists and turns, you never know which way is the right path to take, and what danger lurks behind every tree. I don't know what the deer are doing. I don't know what's going on at that park, but if you value your life, you'll stay far, far away from it. And whatever monster they are praying to.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.